All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and since you guys didn't want to do fan requests, we're doing Grim's Wild Card. That means I get to pick whatever the fuck I want. And right now, I want to pick Ken Zen 2. We haven't done Ken Zen 2 in a long time, and I do like Ken Zen, so let's go ahead and get started. Okie dokie, here are my boobies. What a good boy. You want me to move? Tee hee hee, oh, you're so demanding. Thud! Her giant milkers made a loud sound as she slapped them down on my thighs. They were insanely soft, huge, and flabby. Yeah, they're so soft! My fully erect cock was sandwiched between her large, sensual breasts. They were soft, but her skin still felt firm as it enveloped my dick. It's weeping pre-cum and pointing up so high. Oh, and it's so long and thick, the head is so pronounced and your dick just keeps throbbing. She was just holding my cock between her tits without moving and playing with the tip that poked out the top with her fingers. Even that was enough to drive me wild. Thinking about the orgasm that was sure to follow this made my heartbeat pound through my entire body. And her tits and fingers filled the entirety of my vision. Ah, yes. Are you getting ready to come already? Yes, ma'am. Your tits and the way you're using your fingers is just too good. You really know how to turn a guy on. Maybe I'm a little too dirty. I wonder if I can make you come with just my fingers. Ah! Her fingers tickled and teased my tip, causing a wet, lewd sound to manifest. It was the lightness of her touch that made me all the more sensitive and my hips jerked forward. You like fingers, do you, Shintani-kun? Please, teach me more about how to use them. It'll come in handy later. Let me have a little think about it. Slip, slip, slop, slip, slop. A lot of slip slopping, guys. She used her index finger to play with a tip while her thumb stroked my frenulum, a double attack on two separate erogenous zones. Along with her tits smushing against either side, I was being overcome by three different kinds of pleasure. She was enjoying my reactions way too much, and it made me want to spray my load all over her face. How else are you supposed to say that? I was about to come at any second, but then... Okay, that's enough. Now, Shintani-kun, are you a sex officer or not? Huh? I'm glad my little old fingers are making you feel so good. But you need to look at your partner while you're servicing them. Squish! Her fleshy breasts jumped up into the air, attracting my gaze to them at once. Take a nice long look at my body. What do you think? The one word that came to mind was wild, but I didn't think that was the sort of answer she was looking for. She was telling me to observe her, to notice the changes in her body. There had to be something. Ah! Was that what she meant? Your nipples, they're not hard. That's right, just using my fingers won't satisfy me. Servicing people is all about observing your partner and making sure both of you feel good. Even though my cock was rock hard and she was working it so well, there was no evidence that Otaki-san was aroused at all, either from her nipples or her pussy. If only one of you is feeling good, it's no better than masturbating with someone else present. You need to make sure that both of you are feeling pleasure and being satisfied physically and mentally. That's what our services are all about. You got it, sweetie. Good job. Otaki-san reached out with both hands and pulled my head into her chest. Her tits were so soft that I felt like I was melting into them, and their warmth and sweet, milky scent embraced me just as gently until I was completely buried. You're such a sweetheart. There, good boy. I kind of felt a little embarrassed as she patted my head like I was a kid, but more than that, it felt comforting. I wouldn't have minded keeping my face buried there in her soft motherly cleavage until the end of time. It was like a secret place guarded by two milky white mountains. Oh dear, you seem completely taken with my soft pillows. Don't forget that you're supposed to be giving a service. Sorry, I was just so comfy. Otaki-san's voice was gentle as she scolded me. She used her elbows instead of her hands and to increase the pressure of her tits around my dick. Squeege! Those two squishy mounds squeezed around my cock, leaving her hands totally free. Otaki-san's tits were really something. Even without her hands, the strength in her practice Cooper's ligaments meant that there wasn't even a gap between her flesh and my cock. It felt just as good as any fleshlight. She only needed to wriggle her body slightly for her weighty underboobs to smack against each other. She didn't even need to use her hands. Just the size and tension of her breasts was enough to give me a tight and proper titty fuck. Oh my, your dick's almost too straight. It's trying to escape my boobs. It's not. It's not trying to run or hide. Didn't think so. It's just trying to show me its pretty little head. Here. Squish, squish, squidge. Otaki-san straightened out her back, pushing her enormous juicy melons forward. Her cleavage opened up. Excuse me. Her cleavage? Her cleavage opened up slightly before her tits closed back tightly around my dick, making the swollen red tit twitch. My cock was completely buried from its root up to the edge of its glands. The silky, pearl-like skin of her breast caressed every inch of my dick with incredibly luxurious friction. I bet this feels way better than anything rough. A dick's a sex organ too, so it's very sensitive. Being this soft and gentle with it feels amazing, doesn't it? Pick, pick, I can feel every little twitch in my boobs. Your dick's reactions are just as big as it is. Working on your sensitive cock like this is getting me excited. That's right, my boobies are really sensitive too. Wow, yes, this feels so good. Suddenly, this didn't feel like training anymore. I watched as her areoli started turning noticeably darker. And it's areola, not areole. Well, I guess maybe if we're talking about both of them. It's plural. We don't say gooses, we say geese. We don't say areolas, we say areole. Okay. The pounding of her heart massaged my cock. Yeah, let's do that right. That seems like a pretty strong line. The pounding of her heart massaged my cock through her flesh as her body sent blood flowing into her huge tits and all the way to her nipples. Your dick's just so huge. Not even my giant boobs are enough to contain it. Oh, this is so worth it. It's rubbing against my breasts all the way up to my throat. It feels so divine getting my body rubbed down by a huge, thick cock like yours. Slip, 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 slop. Sweat was starting to bead from her tits, making them sticky and slippery. The thick fat of her tits squashed up around either side of my cock like two walls of meat, and a sloppy sound filled the air. Slip, slop, slip, slip, squish, clip. She's saying, yes, so good, your dick. My boobs are swallowing up your cock. It's using them like a fleshlight. Can you hear how wet and sloppy it sounds? Yes. Yes, ma'am, I can. No, I can't take it. I have to move. I'm gonna squat down here and fuck your cock between my lewd tits. Otaki-san sounded like she was starting to lose her mind. Her tits were moving faster and the friction around my cock getting hotter and hotter as she worked to make me feel good. She shook her large ass erotically, letting her thighs tremble as she gasped and pounded her huge, gorgeous tits down on my hips. Smack, slap, slap, smack, slam, slam. Damn, did she hit him with them? It's like, when you slam, you mean slam into a wall? Is that what's going down? Moving this fast makes me feel it in my pussy. I'm coming from my pussy. Where else would you be? I'm coming. If you start coming from your ears, I'm running. Titty fucking you is getting me off. I'm coming, 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 I'm a coming! I could tell by the look on her face, I could tell by that look on her face that she'd forgotten everything but the sensation of moving herself up and down. Her tits slapped against each other as she continued to fuck me without using her hands. Otaki-san was squatting with her knees pointing outwards. Her pussy was coming just from all the pressure her stance placed on it, spitting out its juices all over the floor in drops. Otaki-san, I'm gonna come if you don't stop! Seriously? I can feel it rising. There's so much heat rising from the base of your cock. So much! Here we go! Splurt, splurt, gush, splurt, splurt. You're coming so hard, it's so captivating. Yes, oh yes, I'm coming too, I'm coming again! Otaki-san threw her head back and came, her pale throat quivering as she moaned. All the while, my cum flooded out of my cock. Okay, now we're gonna drown her in it. My face, your cum's flying right to the top of my head. It comes so thick and stinky. It feels so thick sliding down my throat. I'm such a mess. Otaki-san's cheeks caved in as she loudly sucked up the cum that kept dripping down over her. She let it sit on her tongue and took her time tasting my seed properly. I'm sorry, it's the first time I've had a titty fuck like this. I couldn't stop coming. I can tell your cum tastes delightful, but coming all over me without warning loses you a couple marks. I'm not proud of it, but I always come quickly. You know, he wants to get it done. Don't let it get you down. We're all different, and you make up for it with your huge cock filled with thick, creamy cum. She says. Sensing that I was dejected, Otaki-san quickly backtracked and tried to comfort me. There are always ways to work on premature ejaculation, but for now you should just own it. I came just from giving you a titty fuck. It's been a long time since I've been so excited. So keep walking with your head held high. Just like me. Wibble. My white cum was splattered all over her weighty tits. It was clear from the way her nipples sat stiff in their center that she was still in the middle of coming. She completely devoted herself to feeling every little sensation just to make me feel good. Hey! Yes? I reflexively straightened up when I heard the hint of anger in her voice. She then started telling me off like I was some naughty kid. Now, you have to pay attention to your partner even once the sex is done. Don't forget the aftercare. It's true. Your service isn't over until they walk away with that orgasmic expression on their face. Which isn't probably most of the time. I'm sorry, I should have known better. Whoops. A sex officer's job is to give perverts a healthy outlet for their sexual desires and to maintain public order. That's not something you can do with your head in the clouds. Yes, ma'am, I'll remember that. Thank you so much for this, Otaki-san. She just reminded me once again that she had already had tons of experience out on the field. I couldn't forget to be grateful to her. I couldn't be late or nearly late again. After days of coming into work, I knew how long it took and which detours to take when the road was busy. I could come into work with plenty of time to spare now. Huh? Oh, morning, Shintani-san. Good morning, Rinko-san. You're in early. I came in way too early today, so the place was mostly deserted. When I stepped into the lobby, though, I bumped into Rinko-san. There was another sex officer with her, one I didn't recognize. Good morning. You're an early bird, too, aren't you? Her uniform was from the Metropolitan Sex Department's 1st District Regional Sexual Maneuvers Team. Let's read that again. Her uniform was from the Metropolitan Sex Department's 1st District Regional Sexual Maneuvers Team. The Sexual Maneuvers Team had different responsibilities than those of us on the beat teams. They rode motorbikes to keep a tight eye on the sexual happenings in our city. They covered a wider area than we did and were known as easy riders among the public. Boy, I bet they were. You needed to pass a certain exam to join the easy riders, but there was a rumor that it was easy for the fair-skinned woman to get in because they matched the color of the bikes. I didn't know if that was true or not. Their team worked with the traffic unit of the regular police to help with traffic safety as well, and were also recognized by the public for their non-sexual duties because of that. Good morning! Rinko-san, who's this? Oh, sorry. I'll introduce myself. I'm 2nd Rank Officer Taira Komaki from the Sexual Maneuvers Team. It's nice to meet you. Her voice was crisp and clear. She shot me a friendly smile and offered me her right hand. It made me realize that women could be just as cool as men could. Good morning, Officer Taira. My name is Shintani Jin. I'm a 3rd rank officer from the local department. It's a pleasure to meet you. Ahaha, no need to be so stiff. You can just call me Komaki. I'd prefer it, actually. She's adorable. I couldn't help but stare at her girlish smile as I shook her hand. My heart was thumping. How did she manage to be both cool and cute at the same time?
Sake wa Shintani-san, Komaki ga suki na type deshita ka?
Ha ha ha, our Kamaki is your type, isn't she? Go on, Shitani-san. Tell me she isn't cute. Excuse me, tell me she ain't cute. Rinko-san slapped Kamaki-san's back like she was proudly introducing a relative to me. Sorry she's so loud. She always has been. I bet she's just as loud in your beat team, huh? Not at all. Well, I wouldn't call her quiet, but anyway, does that mean you two have known each other for a long time? Yep, we were in sex school together. We've been through a lot. We both got assigned to Vaginville after that, but we ended up in different departments because my dream was to be an easy rider. I see. It's kind of nice that you went through school and now you work together. Nice is too generous, especially when we're talking about this lady gorilla here. I can only imagine how annoying it is having her boss you around, Shintani-kun. Who are you calling a gorilla, huh? Rinko-san threaded her arms under Komaki-san's and mercilessly squeezed her pale breasts from behind. Uh-oh. Is that what you call people of my complexion? Gorilla? Does it make you happy when you see a person of my complexion and think gorilla? Do you think I would be better in a cage of some sort with bars, like a gorilla? No. Stop there. You do look like a gorilla, Rinko-san. Even if you are a total bottom, your hobbies are super girly too, and it totally doesn't suit you. Okay, I'll take the gorilla comment and the bottom comment, but I can't let you get away with saying girly stuff doesn't suit me. Rinko-san was tall and muscular, while Kamaki-san was slender and more built like a model. Watching them mess around together made me worry that Rinko-san would snap the smaller woman clean in two. It was nice to see that Rinko-san could joke around when she wanted to, though. She usually seemed kind of uptight, like she was in the military. Heh. I think you can like girly stuff if you want, Rinko-san. It's cute. What? The hand squishing Kamaki-san's pale, pretty breast suddenly froze. Rinko-san's head creaked around slowly to look at me. And moving like a rusty machine. Well, why does it matter if you like girly things? It makes you cuter, so it's a win-win for everyone, right? Rinko, that hurts! Ow, ow! You're gonna crush my tits if you squeeze with all your strength! Rinko-san was grabbing Komaki-san's tits so tight that it was like she was molding them into a pair of butternut squashes. Good lord, let's not have that! Meanwhile, Rinko-san was ducking down behind her friend to try and hide herself from view. Rinko-san, what's wrong? Letting go of Komaki-san's breasts, Rinko-san buried her face in her hands and cowered down on the floor. Ow! Ugh, you're as strong as a gorilla to boot! Kamaki-san rubbed her breasts gently. There were red hand marks left where Rinko-san had been grabbing them. She's embarrassed, that's why. Even as much of a bottom as she is, those Let me, you know, I have the window kind of faded out, so it's a little hard to read some of this. She's embarrassed, that's what. Even as much of a bottom as she is, those kind of comments only make her shy. Right? That's a good trick, though. Just embarrass her the next time you want some peace and quiet. Don't listen to her, Shintani-san. She's trying to tempt you. Rinko-san glanced up at me through a gap in her fingers. Her bright red blush was obvious, even on her darker skin. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am. I promise I won't. Rinko-san's hands flashed out and grabbed my dick. She squeezed me tight, her fingers sinking into the shaft. It began to turn an unhealthy color all the way from my glands like a baguette the moment before you break it in half. You better not. If you're lying right now, your cock's dead meat. I'll snap it clean in half, and I bet you would. And then I'll crush your balls in my fists. No! No, 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 madam. We won't have any of that. Rinko-san's eyes were flashing red, and she looked and sounded like she was gonna cry. Her grip on my cock got even stronger. My glands was filling with blood, and it felt like it was about to pop off. Ah! I promise, ma'am! I saluted as best as I could at her threatening words, which sounded like she was perfectly willing to follow through on. Oh, it's been a while since I've seen something so entertaining. I actually don't think I've seen you like this before, Rinko. Kamari-san was laughing so hard at our exchange that she had to wipe away the tears that rolled down her cheeks. It's not funny. It hurts like hell. There, there. Calm down, Miss Gorilla. That's a good girl. Come on, let go or you're gonna give him gangrene. Kamaki-san rubbed Rinko-san's head energetically to calm her down. She was treating Rinko-san like an animal, but maybe that was exactly why she managed to transform back into her human self. She let my cock out of her insanely strong grip, and it quickly started to change back to a color that didn't terrify me as blood flowed into it once more. Yeah, all you ladies need to know, a man's dick is sensitive. You can't just go around squeezing it like that. Huh? Kamaki, I'll never forgive you for giving Shintani-kun that advice. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sure it'll be fine, though. He doesn't look that mean to me. Yeah, I won't do anything like that. Trust me, please. I could still feel Rinko-san's fingers digging into my dick as I rubbed it tenderly, my eyes filled with tears. Now that it's over and we're a happy family again, I should be going. Oh, alright. Well, it was nice to meet you. Kamaki-san waved and walked away, giving me a perfect view of her thick, perky ass. I'd probably run into her again at some point, though as the sexual maneuvers team didn't have much to do with the beat teams, I didn't know when that might be. I'll snap your cock off and I'll crush your balls. I'll snap your cock off and I'll crush your balls. I'll... Rinko-san kept on muttering that curse from behind me. Man, this morning sure was tough. I was back from the morning patrol and ready to take a shower. Sexual services required a ton of physical labor. You always ended up covered in sweat and sexual juices, among other things. It was rare to come back completely clean. That was why each department here was fitted with a shower. The office also had a large bathhouse that was open to the public. Hi, could I get this sent to laundry, please? Of course, would you like me to have it sent to your department when it's ready? Yes, please. I'm with the beat teams at the local department. I'll have it sent there then. Here's your ticket. Thanks. We even had a laundry service in the office. It wasn't just uniforms you could get cleaned either. They would even take your civilian clothes if you didn't have anybody washing them for you at home. The cost of doing your private laundry came out of your pay, but it was still cheaper than going to a regular laundromat. Getting your laundry done too, Shintani-kun? Oh, Taki-san, yeah, this morning was pretty rough. So was mine! I had a bukkake request this morning, and before I knew it, everyone around us was joining in! Man, boy, she really had a tough morning, didn't she? I'm sure it must have been covered in the gooey cum of at least 100 people! Take a peek at my uniform here. All that cum in a single morning? Man. Otaki-san opened up the plastic bag in her hand to show me. Her squelchy uniform was folded up inside, covered in cum so thick that looked like sticky egg whites. It sure is something, huh? Excuse me, could I get this clean? Please send it up to the B teams of the local department later. The local department B teams, understood. Here's your ticket. Thank you, sweetie. Have you had lunch, Shintani-kun? If not, we could go to the canteen together if you'd like. Sure, that sounds good. Must be nice to have the time to chat about something as trivial as lunch. An unfamiliar voice suddenly sounded from nearby. I turned to see a sex officer in a white uniform, her heels clacking loudly on the floor as she approached. That uniform, she's from the head office, a super elite bureaucrat. The head office, in other words, the National Office of Sexual Affairs. A career there was only available to the most dedicated officials. Get in there and you were basically set for life. This is Elite Officer Kusanagi Sumiko. Wow. Kusanagi Sumiko from the National Office. She's working with the Special Investigations Unit here. Otaki-san told me in a low voice. The Regional Sex Department had put together a Special Investigations Unit to look into the indiscriminate male rape cases going on and around Vaginville. Male rape cases? Well, damn. I didn't know they had that kind of shit going on. I heard they called an officer from the National Office to direct the SIU. This woman must have been one of them. Good morning, Officer Kusanagi. Good morning. You don't find it disgraceful that you two are lounging around down here while such serious incidents are occurring within your jurisdiction? Officer Kusanagi almost spat those words as she eyed Otaki-san and me disdainfully. We're sorry, Officer Kusanagi. Our failures have led to the destabilization of sexual safety in our jurisdiction. Otaki-san. There was nothing for her to apologize for. Otaki-san was the most highly praised officer within the entire office. She had the least reason to apologize out of all of us. Vaginville itself was the safest place in the entire country when it came to sexual public order. Even if things were getting worse, that wasn't Otaki-san's fault in the least. These rapes of ordinary male citizens was the work of a perverted criminal. If anything, it was the responsibility of us male officers to perform our services to the utmost so the perverts weren't tempted to commit crimes. We from the National Office work incredibly hard to prevent sexual crime. The least you could do is do your part to fulfill your duties within your jurisdiction. Our office relies on you to conduct the foreplay necessary for our work to satisfy the sexual desires of your local citizens. I doubt there are many men who would request the services of an officer with as slovenly a body as yours. You need to work on your sexual appeal. Put in some effort and maybe you can increase your services and wring more semen out of the populace, because right now, you're a disgrace. I won't let you speak to her like that, even if you are from the national office or an elite or whatever. Vaginville is the highest level of sexual safety in the entire country, and it's all thanks to the wonderful perverts and sex officers like Otaki-san that we have here. What are you even doing in a place like this if you can't see how erotic a thick body like hers can be? I couldn't help but raise my voice, not after Officer Kusanagi said what she did. My voice echoed, though, through the lobby, attracting the stares of the people around us. Taking care of your jurisdiction is your job. All I need to know is how to run a meeting. Officer Kusanagi ran a finger through her hair and sighed. Your name? I'm third class officer Shintani Jin of the District Beat Teams. I won't be forgetting that name, your impotence, or your oversized cock anytime soon. But you cannot deny the heinous crimes that are occurring in Vaginville and the surrounding areas. Do not forget that a large portion of the responsibility for those crimes lies with the local sex officers who have a duty to prevent such atrocities. With a final glare at Otaki-san, Officer Kusanagi left, her heels clacking again as she went. The murmuring in my lobby that had driven away with my shout gradually started to return. I'm a wonderful pervert, am I? I'm honored to hear such praise. I'm sorry for using you as an example like that. I just thought it was totally unreasonable for her to blame you. I mean, you've got the highest public evaluation in the office, and she had the audacity to call you a disgrace? Maybe I could afford to go on a teensy diet, though. Don't! You're perfect as you are. Going on a diet would just be throwing away a great body. Otaki-san pinched some of her fat between her fingers, but I quickly interrupted before she could go any further. Otaki-san's charm was in the thickness and voluptuousness of her body. Thank you. I was just teasing, though, since I know it makes people happy. Otaki-san put a hand to her cheek and tilted her head, her body squirming a little bashfully. Her tits swayed heavily from side to side with her movements. Oh my! Lunchtime's ticking away! I looked up at the clock in the lobby. Our run-in with Officer Kusanagi apparently took more time than I thought. You're right, the canteen will be packed if we take too much longer. What if they sell out of my pork cutlet? Come on, Shintani-kun, run! Yes, whoa, she's so fast! Otaki-san raced away with amazingly quickly for someone who carried so much weight. I raced after her, my gaze fixated on her huge, bouncy ass. Alright, guys, that's where we're gonna end it for today. I don't know when we're gonna come back to this one, but you never know. It's wild card week, which means I get to pick them. It's whatever I feel like, and you never know. Alright, so I'm out. See you next time.